Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Hare Krishna, I will speak today in the English language because I see the majority of the devotees speak English. We will just take a short verse and then have some Ekadasi talk. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Naham prakasha sarvasya. Yoga maya samavrita. Mudo yang nabijanati. Lokomang ajamavyayam. For the fools and unintelligent people, I'm never revealed. For them, I'm always covered by my internal energy. And therefore, they do not know me, who am unborn and infallible. One could ask the question, why Krishna, when he was present on the earth, was not visible for all human beings? Also today, Krishna is not manifest for everyone. Krishna was also not manifest when he was present on this planet. When Krishna was present, there were only very, very few who understood that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When Shishupal was in an assembly of the Kurus and opposed that Krishna would be chosen or elected as the first person to be worshipped in the assembly, there were only a few people who protested. Bhishma went on the side of Krishna and explained, Krishna is the Supreme God. Also the Pandavas were there, and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. For the non-devotees and the ordinary people, he was not revealed. That's why Lord Krishna in the Gita says that all people, except for a few pure devotees, think he is one of them. He only revealed himself to his devotees at the reservoir of all pleasures. For the others, the unintelligent non-devotee, he was covered by his internal energy. In the prayers of Queen Kunti in Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that the Lord is covered by a veil of yoga maya, that ordinary people cannot understand him. This veil of yoga maya is also described in the Ishopanishad, where a devotee prays, Hiranmayena patrena satyasyapitam mukam tatvam pushaṁ apavrinu satyadamaya drishtaye. O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the whole universe, and devotional service for you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by yoga maya. That Brahma Jyoti is the covering of your internal energy. Please, please, out of your kindness, remove this glowing effulgence which keeps me from seeing your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his a transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the internal energy, the Brahma Jyoti. And because of this reason, the unintelligent impersonalists cannot perceive the Supreme. There's another prayer in the Srimad Bhagavatam where Brahma addresses the Supreme Lord. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mysteries, who can know your power and your pastimes in this world? Your internal energy constantly increases and expands, and therefore nobody can understand you. Great scientists and scholars may try to understand the atomic composition of the material world and the planets, but they are not able to understand your power and energy, although you're present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is not only unborn, but He is also avyaya, immeasurable. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and His energies are all inexhaustible.
Haben wir eigentlich im Shop eine englischsprachige Bhagavad Gita, Gaurabhavani? Ja, da möchte ich heute eine kaufen, weil wir haben im Tempel leider nicht, da kannst du mir ja zum Ekadasi-Preis verkaufen. Das ist absolut wichtig, also. Yes, so, my dear devotees, we hear how Krishna is covered by his internal energy, which is Yoga Maya, and how therefore it is not possible to see him with ordinary eyes. Only when the eyes are helped by bhakti, the bhakti shakti, by devotion, is it possible for anyone to understand Krishna. This explains this point is very visible when we have darshan of our deities. When you see the deities with ordinary eyes, you may see some beautiful dresses and so on, and you may be very much attracted by the flowers and everything else. But if you have no devotion in your heart, your darshan will not be complete. I remember my first deity darshan in Hamburg. The devotees had told me how beautiful the deities are, but I only saw the beauty of the flowers. They were tulips, rote und gelbe Tulpen. And I returned from the altar and said I couldn't see anything special, because at that time I did not have bhakti in my heart, and I couldn't really see. Bhakti and devotion, or devotion to Krishna, is very necessary also in the darshan. It's also very necessary if you want to recognize Lord Krishna. When Lord Krishna sees that there is no bhakti, then he is really covered by that covering of the yoga maya potency, the internal energy, which when you see it, shows you her back. And yoga maya's back is what? Mahamaya. When you are full of devotion, then all of a sudden yoga maya will turn around. You will not see Mahamaya's face any longer, but you will see the internal energy of the Supreme Lord in her feature of bringing you to Krishna. Please understand, this veil of Maya
has two features, the back side and the front side. See, now you see me from the back, I look different than when you see me from the front. But I'm the same person. So when Yogamaya turns her back to you, you see the external energy, Mahamaya. It's not a seeker which you see. It's temptations, dullness, ignorance, no bhakti, and so on and so forth. So today is Ekadasi, and we will hear a little bit about Yogamaya, and we all hope that she will so kindly turn around and she will see. If you visit me in my room, I have a picture of Mahamaya, but I have covered it. I only see it 2 times in a year. It's at a hidden place, and sometimes, 2 times in a year, I will go to and say, I know you are the external face of Yogamaya. Please show me your internal face. This Yogamaya is the presiding deity of Goloka Dham, the spiritual world. She takes in the Leela Tattva the form of an elderly ascetic woman called Purnamasi, who's dressed in saffron. She has white hair, and she is known as the prophet and the yogini of Braj. She lives at the bank of the Yamuna in a little thatched cottage, also ein von Stroh gemachte Hütte. And she is worshipped by all the Brajbasis as the guru. She is amazingly respected by the Brajbasis because her son is also a guru of Krishna. Her son is the famous Sandipani Muni, where Krishna had his brahmachari training. It is described that when one fine morning, Yogamaya, the mother of Sandipani Muni, Purnamasi, appeared in Braj, and she had 2 little children with him, herself. One was Madhu Mangal, and the other was Nandi Mukhi. She brought them there and gave them into the Leela. Who is the guru of Purnamasi? The guru of Purnamasi is Narada Muni. Purnamasi always thinks like a mother thinks of her children, of Krishna. But she does not think like Mother Yashoda thinks of Krishna, just as a little boy who plays with his boyfriends. No, Purnamasi thinks of Krishna that, oh my Krishna, Krishna should meet Radharani. And she makes all the wonderful arrangements that the beautiful gopis headed by Purnamasi can meet Lord Krishna. And I would really like to talk today on one particular Leela, how the Purnamasi arranged that Lord Krishna or that the gopis met Krishna. It's a very wonderful Leela. It explains a very deep philosophical question, and it is very wonderful to hear. I'm now thinking and looking to Gaurahari. Maybe I should become the Vedic storyteller also here. You know what is necessary for that? But do you see, is it possible? Do we have electricity?
Yes, possible.
Good. Yes. So,
Purnamasima was observing very, very, she's like the grandmother. She was sitting one day at the Yamuna. There was only the sound of the Yamuna waves. Sometimes she would see a playful fish peeking out of the water. There were water animals, water birds, I wanted to say. And yet there were the lotus flowers of Braj. And she was sitting there when all of a sudden Vrinda Devi arrived in complete anxiety. Vrinda Devi, the beautiful Sylvian goddess who takes care of Vrindavan so that Vrindavan can serve the pastimes of the divine couple. You can see her a little bit like the gardener of Vrindavan's forest, had a great anxiety. She said to Purnamasi, "I need your help." Purnamasi said, what troubles you so much that you come with such an anxiety-ridden face?" Well, Vrindadevi said, "The gopis are only meant for Krishna's pleasure." "Yes, I know," said Purnamasi. "But now arrangements are made all over Braj that they marry the cowherd boys. These huge marriage arrangements are going on. I do not know how Krishna can become the lover of all the gopis. I mean, should he marry them all? Or, but if Krishna cannot be the husband of all the gopis, and the gopis are all meant for his pleasure, can we somehow avoid that they marry?" Vrindadevi was totally in anxiety. I hope you understand. It was a big, big, big problem. Imagine Srimati Radharani, who's only meant for Krishna's pleasure, being married to someone. "Purnamasi, please help." Purnamasi sat there. She was silently chanting on her beads, not like us who chant Upangsu. She was chanting Manasik. Only the Yamuna could be heard. And then Purnamasi looked at Vrindadevi and said, "There will be no marriages." "Has anyone yet married?" "No," said Vrindadevi. "So don't worry. Go home. Krishna and the gopis will be together." Only a few days later, Vrindadevi again came to Purnamasi, who was sitting in her cottage. This time Vrindadevi was even more troubled. She was in absolute chaos. She said, "It's too late. Everything is too late. All the beautiful gopis were married this morning." Purnamasi smiled. "This was all my arrangement. They were not actually married. Everyone dreamt in a collective dream that they were married." Purnamasi is Yoga Maya. She's not, she's extremely powerful. "Relax. It was only a collective dream." Vrindadevi said, "But the marriage took place, and then they will stay a few, okay, a dream or not dream, but in autumn, now it's summer, the families of the gopas expect that the beautiful gopis are leaving their home and are traveling to the villages where the cowherd boys to whom they were married, in a dream or not dream, this is not my concern, wait for them. Purnamasi said, it's under full control, don't worry. So when the gopis had heard that they actually were supposed to go to their so-called husbands in the autumn time means when the Kartik full moon blossoms, they were very, very afraid. Yes, they had heard that their in-laws had made arrangements for them to be married, but they had so much love for Krishna in their heart. They were thinking from morning till evening about Krishna, meditating about his beautiful form. Sometimes when they heard the flute play of Lord Krishna in the forest of Vrindavan, they would rush towards Krishna in the direction from where the flute came. The gopis could not imagine that any other person than Krishna would ever touch them or be together with them. And they became very, very distraught with absolute pain. One morning, all the gopis decided that they would never be married to anyone except Krishna. And all of them left, like streams of nice milk, their homes and went to the Yamuna. They went to a very specific place at the Yamuna. That place was the Keshigat. No, the Kaliagat, Kaliagat. They had only one mind and one decision. They had heard that Kaliya had poisoned the water of the Yamuna, and they had seen how Krishna had killed Kaliya. But they thought the poison is still in the water. We will give up our bodies. We will go into the Yamuna and who has a black color, and we will embrace Krishna in the water. So as they were coming, there was millions of gopis who arrived at the bank of the Yamuna. You must know that these gopis didn't know each other at that time. They had come from different villages in Braj, the Ashtasakhi villages, and they had all come to the same place, to the place of Kaliya, Kaliagat. So they all of a sudden looked around. There were millions of gopis, but they were so much fixed on making suicide that they didn't mind. Have you ever seen a person who was ready to make suicide? They usually don't see left and right any longer. They concentrate on the impossible act. So they all came and in one mind they cried, Krishna, Krishna. Then they looked around. All these girls, they call Krishna, Krishna. And they began to talk to each other. Why are you here? I am here because I'm supposed to leave our home and go in autumn to be married in some other village to some other cowherd man. And I cannot imagine this. So then another gopi asked, why can't you imagine it? You said Krishna, Krishna. Who said Krishna, Krishna? You also said Krishna, Krishna. The gopis were shy, in other words, to reveal what was in their heart, that they were in love with Krishna and Krishna only. But because they all had Krishna in their heart, and they were all Krishna's devotees, they had to reveal their hearts. When devotees come together of Krishna, they cannot keep their secrets in their hearts. When proper devotees come together, they feel, I must talk about what moves my heart. So the gopis could not keep any shyness. Without shyness, they just said, we want only Krishna. They all looked at each other. But we will never get Krishna. The society in which we are born demands that we are married. And how can we all marry Krishna? It's not possible. The only way for us to marry Krishna is to marry the death. Death is black, Krishna is black. We will enter into the Yamuna now. They all went in one stream in the Yamuna. They followed one particular gopi, Srimati Radharani, who had, by her talks, won their hearts, and they had seen she has the greatest amount of love for Krishna. Now, as they approached the Yamuna, they heard a voice from the sky, stop! And the voice said, you will never have to give yourself to someone other than Krishna. Do not worry. At this moment, when the ethereal Akashvani came, also the Yamuna came out of the Yamuna in a beautiful form. She usually held some lotus, holds some lotus flowers. And from the forest, Purnamasi came, followed by Vrinda Devi, and said, stop, stop, stop. Don't you remember Gagacharya's prophecy that anyone who thinks of Krishna will never have any trouble? So you just remain patient. Keep your affection for Krishna alive and Krishna will protect you from the greatest fear. My dear devotees, if you can only keep your bhakti in your heart and protect your bhakti against Mahamaya, you have nothing to fear. Krishna will take care of you. There is a statement in the Shastras which says, if someone thinks of Krishna and does his service, Krishna will think of him and try to serve him. This is a statement. So as the gopis heard from Purnamasi, whom they respected very much, and whom they followed blindly, that Krishna will take care of them, they began to cry sweet, sweet gopi tears. They looked like young plants with golden leaves, and the tears washed them from all fears. These were blissful fears, tears. They embraced Srimati Radharani and they caught each other by the hands and they went through the forest of Vrindavan chanting in their beautiful kirtan the names of Krishna. But it was summer. In autumn, they would have to leave their homes. How could the terrible time, the Kala, be kept? The parents of the gopis knew if they would marry their daughters or bring their daughters to the home of the cowherd boys to whom they were promised and even officially married in some, whatever that marriage was. It was a collective dream, an imagination only, but they knew if we bring our daughters there, it will kill them because they only want Krishna. They sit in the homes, the gopis, and they talk with other gopis about Krishna. Sometimes they cry, they are in ecstasy. Sometimes they don't know how to dress because they think of Krishna, but they don't know how to dress properly. But what to do? Krishna could not marry everyone. He's only one, and they were millions. And then there was this other point. The parents of the cowherd boys to whom they were so-called married expected the gopis to come in autumn to their house. And they also had heard the rumors that the gopis did not want to come to their bridegrooms. It needed Purnamasi to arrange this. One day Purnamasi appeared at the houses of all the gopis. And she told them the secret of devotional service. She said, "My dear beautiful gopikas, you are eternally meant for Krishna, and Krishna is eternally meant for you. But you should go now to the houses of the cowherd men. Do not worry. They are not different from Krishna. They are the shadows of your beloved Lord Krishna. You will go there to facilitate the Leela of Krishna, who wants to love you in a paramour love, a spotless type of love, which will come, which will be glorified throughout the universe. You will appear to be married with someone else. This someone else is only a shadow of Krishna, but you will break the bondage of all conventional duties and you will be with Krishna only. And you will see the first moon of the month which you fear the most, the autumn moon, will be the moon when you will be together with Krishna in the Rasa dance." The gopis had faith. They went to their husbands, and when the call of the flute came, the call of the Lord Krishna, who was wanting a specific type of surrender where the gopis would leave all customary bondages and everything else, they left the houses to meet the real Lord, the Lord of their heart, to dance with him. This is a very sweet secret which Jiva Goswami has revealed in Gopal Champu. By the energy of Purnamasi, it was all arranged, and in this way the gopis were in that wherein the gopi had the known as the most glorious devotees of Lord Krishna, who have given everything up just to give pleasure to Krishna the way he wants. I was speaking about meeting Krishna by the arrangement of Yoga Maya. I want to tell you one last Leela, which is a Leela which is particularly dear to me, because it shows how even Lord Shiva met Lord Krishna by the arrangements of Purnamasi, the wonderful arrangements of Purnamasi. Once Lord Shiva sat on the mountain Kailash, he was together with Parvati, his beloved wife, and he said, Parvati, I want to see the Rasa Leela of Krishna in Vrindavan. He told Nandi, and he went with Nandi to Vrindavan. There, he met Purnamasi. Purnamasi, you are Yoga Maya. You can cover the Lord, but you can bring us also to the Lord. How can I see my Lord performing his dearest pastime, the Rasa Leela? Purnamasi said, not as Lord Shiva. You will have to put away your snakes. You know, Shiva has snakes around his arms. And he has snakes around his neck. Arms, because it's the dua, Abhiman. And neck, because it's the pride of one's knowledge. Lord Shiva takes care of these two types of egos. I know something and I can do something. That's why he has dangerous snakes around these areas. So Shiva put away the snakes. Then he said to Purnamasi, okay, what should I do now to enter the Rasa Leela arena? Purnamasi said, you will have to change your form. So Shiva said, yeah, how do I do this? And here I heard different versions, but I will tell you the one which I heard recently. Purnamasi said, we will have to go to Brahmakund, and you must take your bath in Brahmakund. And when you come out of Brahmakund, you must take your divine form as a gopika, a beautiful gopi. So Shiva had already given up his snakes. Now he had to give up his form. I don't know how you react to this. Imagine someone would tell you, you can meet Krishna, but give up your form immediately as Narayani. No connection to this world any longer. No connection to your husband any longer. No connection to your children any longer. No connection to your beautiful unfinished house to any longer. What would you do? No problem? Narayani is very, very advanced. I know it always. Im Ernst jetzt mal denken. Bhagavad Dharma. No problem. Here are great Premi Bhaktis. Actually, I also have no problem. This would be wonderful. Imagine you just go into some kund and you come out with your eternal spiritual form. Ah, wouldn't that be nice? It does happen. It still happens. Some devotees report that this happens still, but only in rare cases. It is said by Raghunath Das Goswami that a great change takes place
when you take a bath in Radhakund. He says in his Radhakundashtakam that the tree of divine love will begin to grow in your heart. You have all of a sudden a tree in your heart. A tree of love when you take your bath at Radhakund. That's why some of us have great faith in this sacred bath. And Prabhupada speaks about this in the Nectar of Instruction as something which must be done by a sincere Vaishnava. Anyways, so Shiva took his bath in Radhakund, not Radhakund, Brahmakund, and then he, Purnamasi said, then you have to hide yourself in one kunj, and a little later gopis will start coming, and then Radha and Krishna will come. So Shiva was in this kunj. Do you know, a kunj is like it is, a little house, you can say, or a little place made only by trees and by leaves. So he stayed in there, and he was very, very much waiting for Radha and Krishna. Then the first gopi came, and they looked at the place to find out if it's suitable now for the rasa dance, but they found Lord Shiva in the form of a gopi, and they said, we don't know you, who are you? Oh, said Shiva, I'm one of you, don't you see it? May I know, said one gopi, from which village do you come? Village? Who is your husband? Husband? What is your particular service to the divine couple? They were really like an investigation. Shiva started to sweat. I don't know all these particular details. Shiva said, I'm just one of you. And the gopis became very angry. You are not permitted. Without permission, no admission. And they started to beat on this little gopi until the cheeks became swollen, and Shiva cried, Purnima, Purnamasi, it's you who brought me into this situation with incomplete information. So the wise Purnima appeared again, Purnamasi, and again she said, gopis, leave him alone. It's Shiva. He is here by my arrangement. Okay, if you don't accept him, we will put him, you know, he's after all Shiva. We will put him at the entrance of the Rasa dance area, and he will do what you were trying to do. You should dance. He will give permission for people to have admission, and to someone who doesn't know all these details, they have to be kept outside. So, in this way, Shiva was given some service by Purnamasi. And from that distant viewing place, he was at the gate of the Rasa dance, where the gopis entered the arena. He was given a darshan of the wonderful dance of love, the Rasa dance. So Purnamasi is in this regard worshipped by the devotees of Lord Krishna as someone who can give us admission to meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is one very, very nice song collection by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It is called Kalyana Kalpataru here, and it has one section which is called Uchasa, or emotion. And there is one very nice prayer to Purnamasi as the family goddess of all the Vaishnavas. Oh, sorry, I made the mistake. Amara samana hina nahie sangsare ashtira yetsi pade bhava paravare. There's no one else within this material world as fallen as me. As a result of falling into the material ocean, I have now become very restless. When will my family goddess, Yogamaya, be merciful to me? When will her shadow form of Mahamaya, the mother of the universe, remove the material coverings from my eyes? See how beautiful it is said. Yogamaya has a shadow. When I explained it to you, I said it's a back. It's the same concept. Chaya. Which this is the Mahamaya. Here you actually pray to the energy, to the goddess, to the Shakti, to remove her influence on you. Remove the material coverings from my eyes. I have heard about your glories, Yogamaya, from the Vedas and other scriptures. You cover the living entities that are averse to Krishna and throw them into material existence. When someone, due to good fortune, becomes inclined towards Sri Krishna, you award him liberation and make him free from lamentation and fear. Prabhupada has explained, when someone becomes very serious, Yogamaya will come. She will smile at you. She will help you to become free from lamentation and fear. Have you ever noticed when you become sincere, how all of a sudden you seem to have so much help from so many directions? This is the Yogamaya, who starts to work for your progress. But as long as you are not sincere, her other form will come, her shadow will come and test you and will put obstacles in your way. O Mother, please say this, this is a good prayer. O Mother,
O Mother,
please bestow your causeless mercy upon this service. Servant. O Yogamaya, O internal potency of the Lord, please grant me shelter at Sri Vrindavan Dham. By disregarding you, who can achieve the lotus feet of Sri Krishna? By your mercy, Krishna manifested his Rasa Lila pastimes. Now I will say alone, you are an eternal companion of Krishna, and you are the mother of the universe, both, huh? You have mercifully showed me, Lord Krishna, the spiritual gem. O Mother, please glance upon me without duplicity, so that my faith in the Vaishnavas will increase at every moment. When Yogamaya looks at you, you will actually experience a lot of faith. When you are in Vrindavan, you can feel this, that yoga, if you pray to Purnamasi, especially at the banks of the Yamuna where she is residing, you will get a lot of faith. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur admits that without taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, he will never be able to cross over the material ocean. My dear devotees, this is such an important point, that Yogamaya is called our mother, our family goddess, and so on.
we should come to yoga, to Purnamasi, and pray to her to let us enter. When Purnamasi is not satisfied with us or not sure that we should enter, she has the power to even throw Kamsa out of Vrindavan. Do you know that Kamsa just once wanted to go into Vrindavan? I think I have told some of you. He thought, well, I have sent all these big demons to kill Krishna. They are all useless, not even proper demons. I will go myself and kill him. He told the ministers, and then went from Mathura in the direction of Braj. But when he came to the border of Vrindavan, she saw an elderly lady, Purnamasi. Stop!
I'm Kamsa, I'm not stopping when elderly ladies tell me stop.
Purnamasi came to Kamsa, who was in full armor, dressed for battle with Krishna, took him by the hand and just threw him into one irrigation ditch. When Kamsa came out of the irrigation ditch, Purnamasi said, look at you. Kamsa looked down. He was in the form of a little girl. What do you want? Said Purnamasi. Kamsa couldn't speak. Strange. I'm not a girl. What happened to me, elderly lady? You didn't follow my stop. That happened to you. Now I order you. If you want to become someone who is qualified in Vrindavan, you need to first have your first lesson. You need to make cow dung patties. You know what is cow dung patties? Patch, patch, patch. Kuhmistfladen in Analakshita-Sprache. Kamsa, me? I'm the king. Aha, said Purnamasi. You look very kingly today. And then the little gopis came. Ha, 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 ha. Come and make some cow dung patties. And Kamsa said, no. And he wanted to run to Mathura, but then he thought, what if my demonic ministers see me like this, and then I tell them I'm Kamsa, they will hang me. They will not believe me. So he was in a problem, so he said, I might as well learn to do what I can do as a cowherd girl. And he did the cow dung patties. But then Purnamasi, and he cried, and he asked Purnamasi, give me back my form. Oh, mystical lady, give me back my form. I don't want to do cow dung patties for my rest of my life. The gopis even told him, you are terrible at making cow dung patties. They are totally out of shape. So finally Purnamasi took him, threw him again into the ditch. He came out as Kamsa and said, go, go, go. You can never come to Vrindavan. I am here. I'm taking care that no qualified person comes. No unqualified person comes. So Purnamasi is very, very, very important. Don't know if today is any Purnamasi day, but I'm so much inspired to talk about Purnamasi because I do not know how I can make this explain it. See, when you want to actually go back to Krishna, don't just ask the question, how can I come back? Don't just say, I want to go back to Krishna. Start to say, ask the question, how can I come back to Krishna? When you begin to ask this question, then you begin to become serious.
this Lord Krishna is in the transcendental realm. He is protected by his yogamaya energy, and for unintelligent people and fools, he is never ever manifest. He's covered by his internal energy. So it's, isn't it intelligent to go to the internal energy and say, please, please, I'm a person of this world, but I want to come back to my Lord. Please take away this terrible covering of Maya, which brings all the problems of my life. Please take me out of Maya. And if you pray like this to Purnamasi, she will, her heart will melt. When you go to next time to Vrindavan, please keep this in mind. There is one deity of Purnamasi which devotees go to. It's Sankit. Some devotees just like to go to the river Yamuna, where somewhere Purnamasi lives. And she's always receiving the devotees of the Lord who want to come close to the Lord. Today is Ekadasi, and I thought I would talk a little bit on this very sweet and dear subject, how to come close to the Lord. Here we live in the Goloka Dham project. It's actually the kingdom of God if Maya, if we are all getting out of, if the veil of Maya is lifted from us. When we were looking for a name for this project, we didn't know the name, and we asked very nice devotees. Savabhavana was there at that time, other devotees, and we all collectively decided that this should be Goloka Dham, we call this Goloka Dham. Also this project has a veil of Maya. Mahamaya is also in this project. You might have seen. Sometimes there's quarrel and misunderstanding amongst devotees. This is a sign of Mahamaya, who comes to bring devotees who all want the same, that is the service of the Lord, against each other. Also here you can pray, my dear Lord Krishna, please remove this veil which makes so much problem. My dear Radha Madan Mohan, please remove this veil. Let us come into the internal energy of the Lord. And I believe at the time when Radha Madan Mohan manifested themselves, there was the installation ceremony of Radha Madan Mohan. Who was here during this particular day? Narayani, Manjulali, Gaurabhavini, du auch? And Murali. This was actually the first, this was the Pran Pratishtha ceremony. We had not done the Pran, it was mysterious. This ceremony was not done before, although we had worshipped them in Schloss Rettershof. It's mystical why we did not do this ceremony. And I think Radha Madan Mohan, by their energy, wanted to be installed here in this place. They knew we will come here later, we will leave Schloss Rettershof, and we will come to Goloka Dham. And it was a very, very special time when the deities, after the formalities of the ceremony, I didn't want to say formalities, after the ceremonial steps had been finished, how they responded with their devotees, it was just very, very amazing. There was a wave of mercy. We did afterwards an auction and devotees were so much moved by the deities that they paid like 15,000 euros or so. I was the auctioneer, and I knew there was so much Lakshmi coming all of a sudden for their worship. And during this time, we felt really, I don't say something which you don't feel, but I felt so much mercy coming from this deity. And more than anything, this internal energy of the deity, this Yogamaya energy. Do you really know what this energy is? We spoke about Purnamasi, Yogamaya, and so on, and I know for some this is very much too complicated. I will tell it to you very simple, for I'm also a very simple person, and I need it also very simple. Yogamaya, or the spiritual internal energy, is nothing else than the desire of Krishna. It's the manifestation of the desire of Krishna. This is how it is explained in the scripture. It's the desire of Krishna, the desire shakti, icha shakti, some say. It's that Krishna wants the devotees to come back to him. Krishna wishes that the devotees are connected with him. It's Krishna's desire that we are happy. It's Krishna's internal energy is ready for all of us, but we must be ready for her. What it means to be ready for Yogamaya is not I'm the enjoyer. You need to have the idea Krishna should be the enjoyer. At that moment, when Mahamaya sees, here's someone who wants to somehow give pleasure to Krishna, she turns around. There's Yogamaya before you, the internal energy. This simple step, which will take for some of us many lifetimes, but others of us are already just before this step. They just feel this is a necessity. Some of us are very young in their spiritual evolutions. They are the first time really practicing bhakti. But there are many of you who are actually able to do this step, who are not just so young first-comers, new beginners on the spiritual path. And some of you in previous life had followed bhakti and have been touched by bhakti in some form. If you could just now only learn this thing, Krishna is the enjoyer, I do everything for Krishna's pleasure, nothing for my ego, then you will cross the border and you will enter actually into Goloka Dham, and you will be pulled by Yogamaya into the embrace of the Lord. This is Krishna's desire, Krishna's wish, Krishna's want. And if you just start to think about this, it's a serious thought, then you will see wonders in your life. I must tell you myself, I'm thinking since many years about it. I'm not thinking myself I'm a good pleaser of Krishna, a good servant of Krishna. It's a struggle. The ego always wants to enjoy because it is so habituated to this. But if you are just willing to think about this subject, to give pleasure to Krishna, then you will experience the Yogamaya potency, and we will all be very happy to be in the association of the devotees, like our Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, you cannot come out of Maya without being you have to get it together with the devotees. Seite, ach, jetzt habe ich die Seite verschlagen. 132. Here. Oh, Mother, please glance upon me without duplicity, so that my face in the Vaishnavas will increase at every moment. Without taking shelter at the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas, says Bhaktivinoda, he will never be able to cross over the material ocean. So that's what we, Krishna gave us, these set of Vaishnavas. Let us make it with this set of Vaishnavas. That's, you know, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj always had four principles in his community, and he knew that the community in Gita Nagari would stand or fall if the devotees could have good Vaishnava relationships. And he said, when we are with Vaishnavas, we should feel that these Vaishnavas are most properly the Vaishnavas with whom I'm together at my deathbed. So the immediate reaction is, oh no! Already now I have so much problems, and these are so different from me. At least I sometimes feel like this. I'm a very arrogant person by nature, as some of you have found out. But I know it's not easy. I'm struggling with this also. But you will. This is the world. You can't always have your the people who are like you, you know, around you. You have to do everything. You have to serve everyone and be with everyone. If you try to do it, Krishna is satisfied. This is what I understand. Anyways, that was not my main point. My main point was, because it was talking about Vaishnavas, I talked briefly about it. But my main point is, I really feel that we have the choice. Do we want Yoga Maya or Mahamaya? And I think we all want Yoga Maya. So let us think of giving pleasure to Krishna. And I think we soon have a wonderful opportunity as a community. I want to tell you very honestly, I'm a little nervous to tell you, but there will be many guests coming for Nityananda's appearance day. I think there will be many on that day, and we already, the next day after Nityananda's appearance day, there will be one birthday celebration. We have very nice cultural program in the morning. We want to have very nice, you know, traditional program. But then it's after all birthday, and there must be some color and some festival, some dancing, some you know, birthday. We will have some nice things. I heard there's nice theater, and also I heard that one Brij Basi will come and dance for Radha Madan Mohan. The Brijbasi dance. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Srimati Poonamasi ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.